We're in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, and we're up to Sif Yud Gimel, which is what we're doing today. Tzorech lishtos mikoshel kiddush kemelo lugmav. One has to drink a cheekful from the kos kiddush. Dahainu kol shisalkenu litzad echad befiv v'yeroya melo lugmav. It's not melo lugmav plural, but it's got to be that if you would fill one cheek with it, that's enough. V'hu rubo shel revias, that is rove of a revias. Now, first of all, this is li'ikuva. If someone drinks less than melo lugmav, he has not been yotza, you need a shear that would satisfy somebody. If the kos is enormous, you don't need more than that. It's only lela seder that there's a hither to drink the whole thing, or most of it. Whereas, on a regular Shabbos, melo lugmav is enough. In the average person, that's rov revias. In another, someone who's bigger, it could be even bigger. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that no matter what, you do not have to drink more than a revias. Even if your melo lugmav is going to be more than a revias, once you drink a revias, you're yotza. Now, how big is a melo lugmav? So a revias, first of all, is an egg and a half with the klipa, with the peel. Some are machmir to double the size of a revias. This is the sheath of the tzlach, because the Gemara gives us two measurements of a kos, one by way of fingers and one by way of eggs, and they don't match. So the tzlach says, this is a Gemara in Psachim, says the tzlach, one of two things happened. Either we got bigger, the eggs got smaller. So he said that since we assume that people didn't get bigger, it must be that the eggs got smaller, so he doubles all of the shiurim. The Mishnah Brura holds that with regard to a daraisa, someone should be machmer for that. So Leil Shabbos, a kiddush is a daraisa, so one should be choshish for that. And lechatchila, he should really double the shear, which means that for a revias, he should have himself really not an egg and a half, but three eggs. He says at least the kol should be able to hold two eggs, at least. With regard to melo lugmav, there the Mishnah Brura is make a lamais. If you drank melo lugmav, that is enough. Also, you're supposed to drink it without much of a hefsik, which means you're supposed to drink it in the amount of time that you can drink a revias, or at least b'chtei achilas pras. And the Mishnah Brura speaks out that also in whiskey, one should be makel not to drink it too slowly. Also, it's got to be kadesh tias revias. So now, if someone's melo lugmav is very large, the Mishnah Brura says that you're yotza past the revias. What happens if his melo lugmav is very small? So there the halachi is that he would still have to have rov revias. That's the way it comes out in the Bir Halachi. He leaves it as a tzarachim, but that's the parshas of what he means. That means you have to have at least rov revias and a maximum of a revias.